What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Folks, welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down the things each week that made you say the thing. That's the title of the podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
I'm Eli Uden.
Happy New Year!
Hey!
See you next year.
Old Lang Syne.
Nailed it.
How's it going, everybody?
First pod of the year.
Happy New Year's.
I feel like this is weird because usually when we do these, like, I don't see you guys apart from doing this podcast, pretty much. I'm on Karma or one of our mutual friends. Or, like, it's just rare. Like,
yeah. So I see you as much as I see anyone that I usually see.
Exactly.
If they're on Karma or
personally,
if they're on the
personally
podcast.
We don't care for each other very much.
So. I don't want to make it sound like we aren't friends. It's just I don't hang out with people and neither do you guys.
Yeah.
So this is like the maximum amount.
It's not a lack of friendship. It's that at least me and Kath, I don't do things.
Right.
I don't do stuff.
For sure.
Modern life is very lonely
and
everyone looks at screens and doesn't hang out with people.
Exactly.
That's fine. Yeah.
It's totally fine. But today is weird because we were hanging out before this.
That's true.
Which we don't normally do.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's weird to be like into podcast mode all of a sudden.
We were at a christening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Patty's quinceañera.
It was weird. We didn't know the other people were going to be there. And then we all met up at a christening, like the beginning of a romantic comedy.
Yeah.
I got christened at my quinceañera.
Yeah.
It was so weird.
Kill a couple birds with one stone.
That's right.
Yeah.
But no, we were doing some stuff for the bonus, which is going to be a good one this week.
Doing some real business.
Yeah.
Doing some,
the bonus
stuff.
If you if you're not a subscriber and you want to hear Eli talk about his first exposure to wrestling stuff and Patty and my first exposure to weird anime stuff, check out the bonus.
Why'd you have to say weird anime stuff?
That's true.
Also, all anime is weird.
I guess I just meant like, well, I've seen like anime before, but you showed me like true anime,
the real stuff.
I gave them a taste of both. I mean, this is a good advertiser. I went both ways. I showed them like Megalobox, which if anybody watches that, that's much more of like a Cowboy Bebop style. Like you could see it late night on Cartoon Network, and it's pretty normal.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we went JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, which is
it's bizarre.
That's full. You know, crank it up.
Yeah. So hey, if you're not a subscriber, first of all, come on, man.
Come on, man.
And, you know, second of all, maybe do that and check it out. It's gonna be good.
Yeah.
Speaking of things to check out, we also have a very exciting announcement on the show.
Yeah.
We're doing a live podcast recording at the end of the month.
It's going to be January 28th. That's a Monday at 8 p.m.
Yeah,
so
and
early.
It's Stand Up New York, a little earlier, a little more reasonable. If that's something that
if you're not one of the scores of people that loves going to the Upper West Side at 10 p.m.
Yeah, you can actually get back at a reasonable hour. Also, we are booking a very exciting guest. It's in the works. Stay tuned for that.
We're cooking some. We're
cooking
something.
We're gonna have some a little stand up opener, and then we're gonna do a little recording.
I want to say just like weird sentences that sound like they're a hint as to who we would book, but they're just like they
nonsense.
Don't mean anything.
His name rhymes with Drumpf. Let's put it that way.
I just want to be more like. I think when you find out who the guest is, you'll be clapping your hands.
Right. Your interest
like,
will
what?
Be. Peaked. It's like, what is that? What? Is it a mountain climber? What's
he's
going
a real
on?
Commanding presence.
Yeah, we're getting who wrote Into Thin Air?
John Krakauer?
Yeah, John. Live podcast with John Krakauer. How does John Krakauer not have a podcast called The John Krak Hour?
That's a good question.
The Krakauer Hour.
Hey, what's up, guys?
John.
Welcome back to the John Krakauer. He's a YouTube guy. Also.
Free
he records
idea.
It on the top of a mountain, and
or in Salt Lake City, in Provo, Utah. You know, he also wrote that one too. Under
the Mormon one.
Yeah,
yeah.
Similar, very dangerous.
But come by the show. The other ones we've done have been like stand up showcases, but this is going to be a true live show that we'll record and put out. So you know, the other people that listen to the podcast could hear you laughing at the podcast that you listen to.
We would love that.
Yes.
Come get your laugh immortalized.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, more information on that to come very soon, but we want to just get it out there. So,
how's everybody's new year been? How's the first week of the year been for everybody? Any resolutions?
I'm pretty much perfect, so I'm fine.
You're good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Change nothing. I don't know.
I don't have anything to
twitch more. I've been twitching more.
Yeah.
That's a good play more video games.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
A really good New Year's resolution.
But I get to paint it as if it's like a career
thing. Business thing. Yeah,
I don't know.
Totally.
I actually paid off like I paid off most of my or pretty much all of my like credit card balance that I had going out of the year. So
for Twitch? Or just
no.
Oh,
what credit card? My Twitch credit card.
No, I meant like GameSpot you used only. Twitch money to do that, or that's just your resolution.
No, just
and
some
you did it.
Just some stuff came together and
hey,
I
nice.
Got rid of it. Some
cheers! Stuff came I'm together. Cheersing your small boy Diet Coke with
yeah,
my big
all
boy
drinking,
Diet Coke.
We're all yeah. drinking. Oh, she's got a regular Diet Coke. We're drinking little guys, little 7.5 ounce guys.
Yeah,
Mama needs her
a pony. We're
go-go
drinking
juice.
Crack one of these open right now.
Pony Diet Cokes. Ooh,
Diet Coke break.
Yeah, you know,
remember that
Patty
commercial?
Actually has. I love that commercial. Obviously, the diet go. If you haven't seen it, go on YouTube and search Diet Coke Break. Especially if you like honks.
The guy's a honk. I was gonna say
it's a commercial about honks and Diet Coke, my two loves.
Yeah.
But Patty is drinking a reject soda. Also,
weird soda.
You're drinking some Costco
this
shit.
Shelby has like a secret fridge back there behind the booth that he's in, or at the desk he's in, and he's like,
full
hey,
of bad sodas.
He's like, you got these weird sodas. So I was like, all right, I'll try it. And it says cola on it. I said, okay, naturally flavored cola.
It's
Zevia zero calorie
yeah,
soda.
Yeah, it's a stevia thing.
And I opened it up and I realized I could see the bottom of the can. So this is a clear cola and
unnerving.
Crystal Zevia.
Not a fan. Well, not a fan of that, just in the abstract. And I have to say, depressingly, it does not taste like cola, but I have continued to drink it since we've been sitting
what does
here.
It taste
That's
like?
Really, I have them at my house because I saw them and I was like, sure, I thought I'd had one. I think I've had the root beer one, it's pretty good, but. So I have like a bunch of them at my house.
Diet root beer, I find, tastes to me pretty much exactly like regular
yeah,
root beer.
Diet,
it's like not that big of a difference.
Diet root beer and Diet Dr. Pepper are the closest of the
yeah,
diet.
Yeah, Diet
sodas.
Dr. Pepper too. I like, I can't do like stevia and stuff like that. I don't like how it tastes.
Yeah.
It has like a weird aftertaste.
I'll tell you, you won't like this. I'm guessing based on the branding.
I accidentally drank. I thought I was getting a flavored seltzer, and it had stevia in it on the way to Eli's house today, and I was very bummed.
Slam dunked it into the trash.
Yeah,
I was like very stressed out buying it because it was. I was waiting for a bus in like Hasidic Williamsburg, and like I went into this grocery store, and I was the only non-Hasidic person there, and everything was in Hebrew, so I was just like, bah! And, like grabbed something. You tried to do it. There we go. Yeah.
That's why I had them go back and forth.
Yeah.
Like
What if that was the opening of that song?
That's what you do when the song comes on.
Yeah. You want to know?
I hit like right in the middle, and it played them like bum bum bum.
I know. It was like it was that song.
You guys want to know a hot root beer fact you can use in your
life?
Yeah,
yeah.
Root beer tastes good hot.
Yeah. Root beer tastes good. It's like, I like it.
If it's hot and you spill it on yourself, it's sticky and it burns more. That's the hot root beer fact.
Yeah, boiled root beer.
you have no, to like, clarify it first.
Beer's like Barks has caffeine. That's why they say Barks
really?
Has bite. That's where it's from. But A&W and Mug don't have caffeine.
I thought all root beer didn't have caffeine. That's good to know.
No, Barks has bite.
That's
Barks
pretty,
has caffeine.
That's pretty fucked, in my
it's
opinion.
It's buck wild. I mean,
that's fucked up.
It's fucked up
pretty
as shit.
Fucked.
It's so
hey,
shitty.
Hey, I hate that.
No, it's important information. Thank
now
you.
I hate those commercials even more.
I haven't seen a Barks commercial in
yeah,
a dog's age.
Quite some time.
Well, they used to have dogs in them, right? They had what are those like weird fucked up dogs? Their head looks like a torpedo.
Oh, the
Whippets.
Rickets.
Something with a W, right?
Whippets,
right?
I don't
yeah.
think it's
no,
a Whippet.
No,
I think
no,
it's
no,
a
no.
the Boston Terrier, right? It's like
yeah.
the Target dog.
Not a Boston
dog.
Terrier. Yeah, yeah, like yeah. the Target dog.
But I said it, and I was like, "Am I talking about drugs?" I was like, no, it's both.
Yeah,
it's both.
Whippets
it
are,
is both.
Yeah. Whippets are those tiny. They're like little greyhounds, and they're
I
like
love them.
They're so. They look like they would break all the time.
They're very streamlined.
I'd be so scared to have them.
They're like
one.
Whippets and Greyhounds are really sweet because if they like you and they're like being affectionate, they'll just lean on you while they're standing up. Like they'll
oh,
just
yeah.
come over and stand next to you and then just start leaning
it's
on you.
Because they have those toothpick legs.
It's very cute.
Yeah. Like it hurts to stand up.
Yeah.
my body hurts.
Please take care of me.
It's really sweet.
Yeah. That's like a you know, French bulldogs. If French bulldogs really love you, they have trouble breathing their whole life. They cannot breathe. And their digestive system does not work.
That I like, man, they're so cute, but it's like I feel like it's unethical to like those.
Yeah,
I feel like owning a French bulldog is like eating veal. Like
in like the Chelsea Village area, they're just like there's like one French bulldog per capita.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's like they're like that's like the ground zero.
We bred those from wolves. Like that's horrible.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
did that to them. Because it's so cute.
Look, French Bulldog, they're top-notch cuties. No one's disagreeing there. But yeah, it does almost feel like it's like making your dog wear uncomfortable makeup its entire life. It's just like, yeah, it doesn't really work.
Foot binding for dogs.
It doesn't work. The dog, yeah, like, it's, I don't know. I think it's kind of inhuman.
They just keep mashing relatives into each other.
Yeah, I know.
You're just taking a tiny, like, mutant dog and putting it in a teacup. And being like,
and then forcing it to, like, fuck its mom.
Yeah.
Check this out.
But they're so cute.
My little baby.
We need that noise cut so that Eli has a sound effect now.
Yeah.
Because you have the pig.
That's true.
Whee!
There is an Eli one
that's
here.
That's like the Geico commercial.
Yeah, that's true. On the top line, Eli's thing is,
if you don't jizz, then what's your dick for? What is it? Oh, if you don't jizz?
That's a good one. I haven't heard that one. Do you want to do numbers, or do you want to just keep talking?
Quite honest.
Yeah, I forget everything we say the second.
Let's
we walk
do numbers
out of here.
And keep talking.
Yeah, did somebody like mention something we said to you and the other day, and you were like, "I don't."
It happens
literally
to me all the time on Twitter.
Somebody. The former husbands of Ren, the former Shrek piss slave. We post like I responded to like the link with like the bonus episode and was like, just come on, just give me like save me the money, give me the good stuff. And I was like, I forget everything that we said.
Yeah.
I cannot give you a summary other than what's in this thing I just posted.
I did have when we played the theme song today, I had this weird moment of like, I don't think I've heard this in like months. Like I just like totally block it out whenever we play it.
We record this podcast in a fugue state.
And apparently under duress.
I mean, it's Sunday. It's Sunday afternoon. That's everybody's fugue state.
That's like, true. Yeah, that's the fugue state of the week, for sure.
Cass, fugue state of the week.
It's just me looking confused.
Hey, let's get moving.
Why not? Let's do it.
Number five.
Is this me?
It is you.
I knew it.
Starting off the new year with a bang.
First story of 2019.
Is this me?
Is this me?
So this story comes to us from the Business Insider, which is, I am confused always by Business Insider. At one point, I suppose they were a business focused, but like increasingly.
They would go inside businesses.
Yeah, but like increasingly we get stories that are like, horny cow from Business Insider. It's like, what business?
It's affecting the dairy industry.
Expressing himself the only way he knows how, and that is at Taco Bell. And the expression, you know, the feeling he was expressing was, I didn't get enough sauce.
Mm.
And the way he
expressed
that.
One of the main core emotions.
Yeah.
Wait, it happened to us earlier today.
Yeah, I was criticized for my lack of condiments.
It's my fault because we ordered Popeyes and they didn't give us sides.
My man's got a full-size fridge and no ketchup. Folks, come on.
No ketchup, no mustard, nothing but hot sauce.
Look, I don't know if there was mustard.
He had so many hot sauces.
Yeah, I feel like I should get credit for that. I had.
This would be great if we hadn't gotten spicy tenders from Popeyes. They're already spicy.
Yeah? Oh, was it too spicy for you?
Yeah, it's too spicy.
Spicy tenders?
It's too spicy.
I wish there was a medium option.
Full-size fridge.
Yeah, they were like, do you have any condiments? I was like, I have three different types of hot sauce, and that is it.
I believe it was like, Eli, do you have ketchup? And then he said no, and then I said, Kath, ask for ketchup. And she goes, no, I just ordered. Yeah. So it's too late.
You also wanted blackened ranch.
Yeah,
I know. Ranch. I didn't get you blackened ranch. That
you
was my fault.
Greedy bitch.
I'm just saying.
I believe it comes with one sauce under the
I
rules.
Think they do. A lot of them do that. A lot of them charge you for the
Popeye's rule says.
Yeah.
Look, all I'm saying is that this man's emotion is very familiar to
Popeye's
us.
Constitution.
Yeah, and we did this. So it was 1 a.m. He goes through Taco Bell. He receives, to be clear, he does receive sauce. So this man even has more sauce than we do.
Yeah.
Where did
He's
this
in a
happen?
Better, I was trying to find that, and I couldn't, so I skipped over it. But
okay.
Now we're back.
Sorry.
Now you're under the gun.
Oklahoma
here.
City.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. So he's given sauce, but not enough sauce. And
sure.
So to... you know, sort of let everyone inside the Taco Bell know how he feels about that, he fired a gun into the window.
Wow.
Did not hit anybody.
Thank
passes
goodness.
our check for stories on this show, which is everyone's still alive. But yeah, he fired a shot. I was surprised by that. I read the headline, which is like, man fires gun into Taco Bell when he doesn't get enough sauce. You sort of feel like that. you'd go into the he's in the restaurant. He fired this from his car through the drive-thru window.
They're not going to give you the sauce. You're not going to get the sauce.
That's what's like weird to me is like it precludes getting any sauce. You're not going to get sauce after you have to leave. Yeah. So, I mean, Was this the last straw? Like, did he try for sauce first? Like, we don't know.
It's so strange. If I had to make a theory,
did he want fire sauce, but he only got hot? Or what's like the...
Maybe you wanted that green one.
Oh, yeah, weirdo.
Do they have a green one? They have it
in their quesadillas.
I'm about to get yelled at, I think. If not by you, then by listeners. But I don't like Taco Bell and have only eaten it probably twice in
You
my
don't
life.
Like it, period?
I don't like anything at Taco Bell.
Like, that's...
You don't like anything. Meaning that means you don't like one thing. It's just the same thing.
No, but at the same time, like you cannot have gone to Taco Bell twice and tried all of their.
No,
menu
I know, but like
some sort of.
I don't like ground beef. Okay. I don't like
chicken.
Iceberg lettuce. I don't like.
Get it without lettuce. Lettuce sucks.
I just like the Taco Bell style of Mexican food. I don't like. It's fine. It's like I have nothing against it. It's just like
Taco Bell's
like
definitely
it.
It's definitely the same thing in different shapes.
Yeah, I don't like
that's
shredded.
Like most shit.
I don't like that like rubbery shredded cheese. I don't like iceberg lettuce and sour cream.
Squeezy cheese.
I don't like squeezy cheese. I don't like nacho cheese.
I'm just screaming internally right now. Uh-huh. What else? Okay.
It's fine. I begrudge nobody it, but I don't like it, so I'm not familiar with the Taco Bell menu.
You're not superior about it. You're not like, Mexican food like where I get Mexican
food. Sure,
Which like, everybody fucking knows that. I hate when people
do that. It's a different genre.
It's like Domino's and pizza.
Exactly.
Yeah. Type of thing.
It's a different genre of food, and that's fine. It's just a genre that I do not care for.
Give me the garbage. I'm like that. Fat raccoon.
You're the Porky the Litter Eater. Yeah.
Give me the garbage. Yeah. That's what I want.
Give me the garbage. I'm hungry. Give me the garbage.
It's fine. Look, we all ate Popeyes earlier. Like, sometimes you want the garbage.
Popeyes is good. Give me the garbage.
It's good.
Hello, Taco Bell. Give me the garbage.
No garbage? Fire a gun.
I just Postmates from Taco Bell, and the only thing I asked for is the garbage.
You write that in the little comments.
Yeah.
Do you have any special requests?
Well, I will say the thing about Taco Bell that I like a lot, and it's like I get a craving for Taco Bell.
Right. I can see that.
But Taco Bell is great. Actually, it's a very good Sunday thing. There's a couple things about Taco Bell that are very good. All right.
Okay.
One thing is it's a good hangover food, like I said, and it's especially good because Taco Bell is one of those places where like, for whatever reason, in their soda fountain, they have, like, three flavors of Gatorade, usually.
That's pretty sweet. Yeah, they know it's the hangover food.
Yeah, because, like, I feel like it's not as much. Remember in, like, the 90s? I feel like it was in the 90s, people knew this, but in the 90s, Gatorade was full-on just, like, a recreational drink. Like, there was always, like, when you were in middle school, high school, like, dudes
would
just
drink
fucking drinking Gatorade, like, no matter what you're doing. Just like with dinner, people.
Now
would be
like Gatorade. I think it's Sam Reddy that had that tweet that was like, "If you are drinking Gatorade, you have either just won the championship or are like the most hungover person in the world. Like, there's no in between."
Yeah, like it used to like have like a veneer of like it was like almost tactical to drink it because it was like. Well, like it's electrolytes, green. You know, like it's like,
I mean, I
know.
Think people mostly drink it like that. Like our scumbag friends are like, this is medicine.
You're right.
I slammed a 28-ounce Gatorade.
This is better than soda. It's like, it's.
Oh, I had one of those. I was like very hungover yesterday and I Postmates like, cause I was just like, I'm not making it. And I did a thing where I got it from a 7-Eleven. So
no ketchup, please.
Yeah, Gatorade and ketchup, please.
Excuse me, but can I have this Gatorade dry?
I almost did because the thing was, I got Gatorade, but you have to. It's free after $15, so I had to fill the $15. I literally almost ordered ketchup yesterday.
Gatorade is free after $15?
Delivery is free from 7-Eleven.
Wait a minute. Okay, so you had
if you buy enough Gatorade, they have to give it to you.
The entree of this delivery was Gatorade.
Yeah. Okay. Gatorade, this is not my meal, all right?
It's like a Renaissance king.
Yeah. Okay,
Wait, where are you ordering? I'm so confused.
You
guys fucking chill on your burn skills and work on your listening skills. It's from a 7-Eleven. It's not my meal.
I'm sorry.
It's the afternoon. I'm very hungover, and I would like some Gatorade. So I'm going to Postmates it from 7-Eleven.
I'm sorry,
So I do this, like, I want the Gatorade, but then I just, because it's a 7-Eleven, it has so much stuff, I just fill in the rest of the minimum.
So you're going to get a bottle of ketchup?
No, but I just fill in the rest of the minimum
with
stuff.
If only he had.
Can I fucking speak?
No.
like, I get the Gatorade, and then I fill in the minimum with just, like, because it's 7-Eleven, just, like, stuff I need
sure.
around the apartment. So I almost did. I was like, oh, I don't have ketchup. I might as well hit that. But anyways, I bought that, and I just, like, filled the rest of it with just, like, random shit that I needed or whatever, or stuff that I'd be like, oh, I'll get, like, some Red Bulls for a different day and put them in the fridge just to get the minimum. And then they went, and then they, like, I wait for it, and I'm suffering my bed, and they finally show up. And the, like, very nice one, or she was like, oh, by the way, they didn't have Gatorade, and then just hands me this bag of shit I didn't want, really. And I was like, cool, thanks. And then I had to put on sweatpants and go to the bodega and get Gatorade. But
I like on Caviar, I think it is, they have the option of, if they don't have this, cancel the entire order
yeah.
or, like, replace it with something else?
Usually post me to, like, text or call you and be like, I don't have this. What do you want? And I would have just been like, don't worry about it.
But
they didn't
off.
Do it. Yeah. But anyways, the thing about Taco Bell will deliver you, like, a huge big gulp of Gatorade. But also, Taco Bell is very
that
good because
flavor, the Baja Blast.
You can, yeah. Yeah, that's a Mountain Dew, though.
Oh.
You can, like, but Taco Bell is, like, built to, like, you know, you don't get one thing from Taco Bell.
Right.
You,
it's like a modular.
You get to build, like, a little personal buffet.
Yeah, it's like IKEA, like, but tacos.
Yeah, and then you, like, lay it all out on your coffee table, which you guys just saw, and I just, like...
It's a nice table.
...fucking pick and choose. Like, it is like a king. I'm just like, oh,
it's like tapas.
Little, yeah, yeah. Tapas Bell.
You do that thing with, like, you have your hands close to your chest and your fingers are wiggling while you're deciding what to do.
Yeah. And then...
You have a little napkin tucked into your collar and you're...
Yeah,
and then you're like, it's a feast. One Gatorade, please. Yeah.
You're like, whichever the fat guy was in Laurel and Hardy. That's what I'm imagining. Just,
yeah, exactly.
Just a little smile. Well, hey, this guy probably is going to jail, right? Taco Bell guy?
Yeah, probably, I would say.
I imagine since they know who he is, he's probably been caught.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure, because he fired at least one round through the window, and then he, like, went into the building, but then... he figured out, he's like, oh, police are 100% on the way, and just left. And
at that point, get the sauce. How far in is this?
I'm just imagining him, like, backing out of the door, just like, oh, my bad, sorry. That one's on me, guys.
I almost have a hunch that he was, like, just going to be, like, more of a run-of-the-mill insane person and, like, threaten them. But then he, like,
then the
misfired. Yeah, and then he's like, I was thinking, you could fire a warning shot, and I was thinking about how funny it would be if you had a sunroof, and you...
you fired, like, a warning shot out of it?
Yeah, you're like, bing. Like, stick your gun up.
I just, like, of all the strategies to get more sauce, like, it just seems like...
Yeah, it's not going to get you any sauce.
The multiple choice, like, calculus in my head of, like, well, I could ask for more sauce, and then probably, like, 900 other things, and then... Or I could fire a gun. Like, there's so many in that decision tree.
It's
a strange choice.
I'm pretty sure if you're, like...
This is a man at the end of his rope. Or it's a crazy man.
I'm pretty sure a successful strategy to get more sauce would be like, hey, can I get more sauce?
Yeah.
And they really don't care. Especially Taco Bell. They, like, throw that at you. They're just like, they give you, like, two packets.
Even at the Union Square Taco Bell, they just have it there.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of places in, like, popular areas, like, you don't have access to the sauce.
Right, you have to ask.
Because they don't trust you. Because people like me will be like, well, I'll just,
shoveling sauce in your bag.
Yeah.
There, like, was a
it's not hard.
local character when I was growing up in New Hampshire at the Taco Bell in my town, and his name was Taco Tom. And
Taco Tony.
Yeah.
It's very close.
His name was Taco Tom, and he looked exactly like Bill Clinton, but black. And
so exactly like Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
He's the father of the guy who claims he's Bill Clinton's illegitimate son.
Yeah.
Who's half. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So he was just, like, a beloved figure. Like, everybody knew him.
He was just in there all the time.
He was going to have some sort of, like, weird behavior, but
he was just a good guy. He just, like, really liked, he was really friendly, and he worked at Taco Bell, and everyone called him Taco Tom.
Well, Taco
and he would
Bell
give you,
like,
he would give you, like, chef's recommendations for what to get at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
What goes with a diet Sprite?
Yeah.
Dude, ask any vegan about Taco Bell. They have the most detailed knowledge of that menu.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Brucey's got, like, a whole thing about it.
Well, because
it's,
like, apparently one of the, like, few
it's
easy vegan, like, fast food places, but, like, any vegan, I mean, it's like they could list, like, the entire menu and options.
This segment has been brought to you by Taco Bell.
Yeah, sponsor us.
Except I'm not sponsored by them because I said I don't like it.
it's yeah, funny though.
This could have been
it's
a
so easy to
segment.
Get sauce because that's how I feel like it always goes at Taco Bell. Those places is they give you the bag with like the minimum sauce where you get like two packets.
And you just ask for some extra.
And then but then if you do ask for extra, like, can I get some more? They immediately give you like 18.
It's like all right, like, sauce man.
It's like nope, you said the magic word.
Exactly. It's like you know the code.
It's in the Taco Bell Constitution.
Do whatever weird sex thing you're gonna do with this.
Come on, man.
All right, fill your bathtub up or whatever. It's like
I just want some. I just like sauce.
Yeah,
I like sauce.
I've never understood why ketchup comes in those like useless fucking tiny packets. That is like what you need at least.
You
four.
Need minimum like
but
three or four.
I feel like Taco Bell sauce. Like I prefer the ketchup that's like a pump. But like I feel like Taco Bell sauce makes sense because just imagining that Taco Bell sauce in a pump, there would be like. Disgusting.
Yeah, it's
disgusting
upsetting.
Things happening with it. Like, nobody's going buck wild on a ketchup.
Well, because there's there's like solids in
there's,
it. Too.
Yeah, it's like chunky. Oh, are they?
There's like little pepper things in it or something. Yeah.
I'm grossed out now.
We keep saying sauce, so I have to. This is like a thing that comes out of my brain every time I hear the word sauce. There was a lady who worked in the cafeteria in my high school, and we used to have like meatballs and sauce or whatever, you know. And she was the
Sopranos High School.
She would always say, yeah, no, I know. She would always say, "You want more sauce?" That was like her thing. And it's like another one of those onion things that you just like, you did an innocent thing and teens bonded over it for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. It's in your brain now.
Yeah. I know at least my buddy Chris is listening to this and he will know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
High school, 20 years ago.
Hopefully someone listening to this knows Taco Tom. He was he was actually in Manchester, the town one over from us.
Yeah.
Or
anybody who went to Michigan, there was a guy at the dining hall there nicknamed Sexy Grandpa.
Oh, was he sexy?
He just worked at the cafeteria. He was like, He was like an old biker guy, so he had like a horseshoe mustache and a ponytail.
That's like, did you see?
And he was super nice and really cool, and like everyone loved him. We made shirts one year that like everybody in this hall in Bursley, which is one of the residence halls, everyone had these. It was like when the Hope posters came out, so it was one of those that was like him, and it said like Sexy G, and I made them, and I was worried if he was going to be like.
Weirded
annoyed
out.
By it or whatever, and I got fucking extra scoops of chicken broccoli bake all year, baby. Extra
you see, scoops. American Vandal, this season of American Vandal. There's a character on it that everyone calls the hot janitor, and like no one knows his name, and he's like, yeah, it's good. Even the teachers call him the
all
hot janitor.
Janitors?
It's very good. Let's do number four.
Hey, let's do it.
Number four.
So, number four, our first animal story of the year. Sorry, my brother is texting me. Hi, John.
What's he saying?
He's applying to business school, and he wants me to read his essays.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we bothering you? I'm sorry.
Why don't we get John on the podcast?
Sorry, is this interfering with your schedule? I'm sorry.
All right. I found the goddamn story.
That's such a great new character, just the guy who just says that a lot. Oh, fuck you, man. It's like immediately, I hate this guy.
Yeah, that is like the calm down of paying attention, where it's like, no, you are bothering me.
Like, oh, you got somewhere to be? Like, there's somebody checks their watch. I go, fuck you. Like, I can look at my watch and listen. Come on.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, man. Number I hear,
four.
Like, weird noises in my headphones. Am I having a stroke?
Yes.
Anybody else? All right.
I hear nothing.
Okay.
maybe you have extrasensory perception of some kind.
I'm worried.
You can go to the doctor when we're done with the episode.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have a head injury?
Oh, are you hallucinating? Oh,
oh, is your brain hurt? Oh,
oh, look who's got blood coming out of their nose. Oh, baby, need a nose diaper for all that blood.
Nose diaper. Check it out in the comments.
Song of the week this week comes from a band called Nose Diaper. All right, number four is about I'll start with the headline and we can work backwards from there. Desperately horny Australian cane toads ride snake train to sex town.
Mm-hmm.
So
go on.
Riding that snake train to sex town.
Yeah, it's a ZZ Top song.
Yeah, well, this is like a long train
stay
to Georgia.
Stay tuned for ZZ Top.
Yeah, ZZ Top heavy episode.
So this was from Australia, and apparently there was like a ton of rain in some Australia. Hey, do you want to say this?
There's a ton of rain.
Do you want to say this town name in an Australian accent for me?
Oh, boy.
Let me see. Wait. Kununurra. Flushed all the cane toads out of my brother's dam.
Yeah.
Come to Kookaburra Junction.
Yeah. So there are a bunch of cane toads in this guy's brother's dam, And there was, you know, it like pouring rain, so all the cane toads come out of the.
Do you know in Australia, Outback Steakhouse is just called Steakhouse?
God damn it.
Only in that part of Australia.
Yeah.
Just in the Outback.
All of Australia is not the Outback. I'm a
farmer. What do I grow? Blooming onions. Field full.
So
I got to oil my blooming onion field.
Oh, boy.
Oh, gross.
I don't think that's even... That's too weird to even be stereotypical. Probably not. Sorry. Keep going.
Cane toads.
Yeah. So, they like, all these, like, drain pipes and everything, the cane toads...
toads from hell.
Start emerging from the earth. Mm-hmm. And there was also a snake down there because it's Australia, and there's a snake everywhere.
There's just monsters everywhere down there.
You know, there's like the like adage or whatever that like you're never more than like 10 feet from a spider like at any one time. I feel like Australia is that for venomous snakes that can murder
and also spiders.
Yeah. And also
like,
spiders.
Like big, but they're big.
Yeah.
Like the size of like a baseball mitt.
Drop bears.
And they're still trying to get in your mouth. It's weird. Like they're that big and like they can't really fit, but that's all they want to do is get in your mouth.
Yeah, they just make a
they're just like pulling it open and like you're like fighting them. Like, nah, come on, man. Yeah, I'm awake.
If a scientist ever, you know, figures out like a spider translator, that's all they're yelling all the time. It's just like, fuck God! And just running into people's mouths.
This insane death drive.
Take me away. Spiders hate being spiders. I don't know if everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Being born a spider is you're trying to get the whole purpose of being a spider is to get yourself in a mouth, down the throat, so you can die and go to hell.
No, it's like how humans have like the pearly gates. Spiders' pearly gates are your teeth. And St. Peter is your tongue.
Can't wait for them pearly gates to crush me in half and exit me from this prison. You think I want eight legs? No.
Okay, so
I can feel each one. It's awful.
Not only was this a snake, this was a 3.5 meter long python. So that's what was down there. That's what? How long?
That's like
15 feet?
Yeah, almost as tall as two JoJos.
Yeah.
Spoiler for this episode. The bonus.
3.5 meters is...
like 13 feet, right?
It's 3,500 centimeters.
No, like 10 feet.
Yeah, like 10 feet.
10 feet. That's
probably. True. Who knows? Look, it's fine.
It's a big fucking python.
Don't worry about it.
So all of the frogs, to try to escape the water, jump on the back of this python. And then the python is like sliding away. And
immediately some drums come in. It's like, boom, 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 like those things.
So it's a beautiful
picture. I just thought about it for a sec. It's actually like 11.4 8 feet.
Oh, wow. You just thought about it for a sec?
Yeah, this is the math of my head.
So,
yeah, Patty's eyes crossed for a full minute. Well, he went into his fucking mind palace.
Just checked out the math. You know, it's fine.
Imagine someone going through their mind palace, but you know, like, have you seen Sherlock when he does it? But all they are is just brushing different Taco Bell wrappers away from themselves.
Yeah, for me, it's just like Simpsons quotes. That's really all it's in my mind palace.
Just floating through.
Aurora Borealis.
Dental plan.
Yeah.
These braces. Dental plan. All right.
Is there a picture of these toads on the snake?
There is.
They're bad. They're
so it's you can pass awesome. That around. It's pretty sweet. They're very smart. They take the snake train away from the water. But then there's a twist because somebody replies to that tweet and is like, actually, I'm a scientist and I'm pretty sure those frogs are trying to fuck that snake.
Oh hell yeah, brother.
pass it over to Patty. So,
cool nails, Kath.
Hey, thanks. Yeah.
Wanna bring them to the White House?
God damn it. Set me up.
Classic bit.
I do like the nails, though.
There Thank you. I got fake nails for New Year's.
Cool nails, Ahmed.
That, by the way, if you ever want to... I don't know if it would work for dudes.
Why?
But like anytime I want to get like a retail person or like a customer service person on my side, I always compliment their nails. They have like fake nails.
Over the phone? That would be so funny.
Hey, I love your nails.
I like your nails, by the way. Can you see me?
I don't know. You just have a voice that makes me think you probably have cool
nails. Sounds like more like something somebody does like a payphone when they're a murderer.
It's like the end of like a Bourne movie.
Yeah.
It's like, by the way, nice nails. And it's like, what?
He can see us? Jason Bourne?
Matt Damon just like flips like the like folds the sniper rifle up and puts in the thing and leaves.
Puts
like,
it in his pocket.
Okay, cool.
He folds the sniper rifle up and clips it onto his belt like a BlackBerry.
That's right.
Yeah, this is, I don't know why, but when I see this picture, immediately in my head, I Want Candy starts playing.
Interesting. Like,
just like,
I don't know
point.
Why.
It just, I guess it's like, because it seems like
soundtrack?
A fun jungly thing.
We're talking about the Bow Wow Wow version, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The one that was on Beavis and Butthead.
I mean, it's very Jungle Booky, you know?
I guess.
But they're trying to get horny. They're trying to get horny.
So apparently, like, it's mating season for these frogs. Mm-hmm. And
as long as it's green and scaly, I don't care what it is.
Yeah, that's
my Tinder bio. It's mating season for these frogs.
So, well, this person is like, cane toads get like really horny this time of year. Here's a picture of one I found trying to mate with a rotting mango. So they just like fuck anything.
Not even an animal.
No, it's just squishy and the right size to grab onto, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. This
All right.
One.
So just imagine some.
Imagine
frogs.
A couple frogs climbing onto a python and riding it.
I think this band is Australian, by the way.
Well, that fits.
they look very Australian to me.
Did you guys ever see Beerfest?
Yeah.
No.
There's the scene in Beerfest where like they find where all the guys are, like the guys they grew up with or whatever, and one of the guys is like a scientist working with frogs, and he's like expressing
the frogs. Yeah.
And then one of the guys, and it's like, it's like the dumbest gag like ever.
I don't know, it's pretty good.
And one of the other guys goes, you're jerking him off. Like, you know, like, gets mad.
I'm expressing them.
And then the frog like comes on his glasses really hard. Yeah.
But it's like,
have you guys ever seen the boat trip thing? The boat trip scene with Cuba Gooding Jr.?
No, I've not seen anything of boat trip.
Oh. You gotta, I mean, it's not to be the YouTube video watch time, but it's worth a watch. It's one of the most insane scenes. Put like a porthole Cuba Gooding, or porthole boat trip scene. This is from a movie that came out in theaters. If you don't remember Boat Trip.
Is this going to be good audio?
Your reaction will be good audio, and then explaining what happened. Boat Trip, if you don't remember, was a movie where Cuba Gooding Jr. pretended to be gay on a cruise. I don't remember why.
I think he went on a cruise to get over his girlfriend or something, and then it ended up
being
a gay cruise.
Is it Hole in One?
Yeah. Hole in One? I don't think so. Porthole, one word.
What?
Porthole is one word.
No, yeah, porthole, one word.
Porthole, one word. Hot water burn baby.
In the search bar, change port.
He did.
I don't see it.
Hole in One. Hole in One room. 3 minutes long.
Man, why can I not find it?
Can't believe right. Boat Trip wouldn't come through with it for us.
I know, yeah. Shocker.
I guess we'll watch it later. Boat Trip. If you get it, check it out.
I'll
put a description in the comments. Put a link in the comments to Boat Trip. Cuba Gooding Jr. He's got an interesting career because he was like, he got an Oscar and then later he was in Boat Trip.
Boat Trip banana scene. That's what I meant.
Those are not the same.
No, not at all.
A porthole's involved and you'll find out. All right, yeah. Any of those is good.
Yep, you got to confirm your age. Oh, boy.
Shelby, what
this
age are you?
This is great radio.
Hey, I didn't know you'd have to confirm his age. I thought Shelby was the government confirmed. You know, I didn't know he was off the grid on YouTube.
Oh, good. This has Polish,
subtitles.
Yeah, so this is him pretending to be gay.
This movie was huge in Poland.
And then...
You know how...
Sug.
You know, like, when you're talking to your gay friends, you give a banana a blowjob because you know they're not going to be horny about it?
Just watch how this scene resolves.
Wow, I hate this.
It's a bad movie. This is the only part I've seen.
Really a shame. She was in a lot of movies that were not like this. This is too bad.
Horatio Sands is in this.
Yeah.
It was just a mess.
He was in Tomcats also.
Oh, yeah.
I was also a mess. You know what, my
lips... Yeah, there is a scene where he gets like sprays himself with the sprinkler. That's really funny though in Tomcats. Makes me laugh. I remember around it a lot.
All right, so you guys know that, fellas. You know that relatable thing where you're watching a woman blow a banana, and you get so turned up. You don't need to skip that; it'll get there. That this is the result of what happens from watching that.
How's that, Jerry?
He's fucking a porthole. And then he came on someone's face?
Yeah, you guys know when someone turns you on so much
that
you...
Is that Roger Moore?
That you stick your dick out of a porthole on a cruise ship?
That's Roger Moore.
And come hands-free on someone's face?
Onto some guy standing with Roger Moore?
And then that guy goes, buy me dinner first.
Well, okay, thanks. Thank you.
Well, true moment of silence there. Yeah. Just pure sound. Hey, anyway, Boat Trip. Up to you if you want to check it out.
I guess.
Best of luck to Boat Trip.
Best of luck to, everyone involved with that. all right, well, the frogs.
Was he fucking, like,
See, this is where the interest comes in, because it's like, who? How did this? What happened?
I don't. Was it the ocean? I don't.
Has anyone in this movie ever had sex?
That's yeah, really, that's sort of what the vibe is. It. I think there's like, you know, he's watching this woman do an oral,
and
on
then
a banana.
Yeah, and then he gets. I get that he gets horny, but then he's fucking a thing that is bigger,
much larger.
Than,
yeah, he literally is sticking his hard dick out of a window.
Yeah,
and
then he comes back into the boat. Or I guess if it's a portal window, it's not going out into the ocean.
Yeah, but
well, cane toads.
Yeah. So yeah. Are they,
also, you're in a bathroom. Why would you do it out the window?
That's a good point.
It's everything about it is really,
it's a mystery.
Yeah,
may never be solved. those cane toads keep riding that snake.
Yeah.
You guys see that Jimmy Tango's Fat Busters, the Jim Carrey sketch on SNL where he's like the insane guy about losing weight?
No.
No.
And just sure. Ride the snake is like the slogan. He's wearing like, okay. Anyway,
is it good. In Living Color?
Check it out.
Or is it, it's SNL?
No, it's SNL.
Number three.
All right. So number three, still kind of shaken by that whole book.
Yeah,
thing. We're here. Okay, so let's get back.
Moratorium on Eli suggesting YouTube videos for at least the rest of the episode. You've lost your privileges. I'm sorry.
No.
He sounds so sad.
I accomplished what I needed to accomplish.
Yeah, I got
making
what I
it
wanted.
Really weird.
So we're back. We're back to fast food.
Too little, too late.
Thankfully. All right. So this guy. This guy was in a Burger King in the Portland area, the Portland, Oregon area, and he got locked in the bathroom for more than an hour at this Burger King. You know, a bad bathroom. I said it was the kind of place where you'd hold your breath.
So he got locked in a disgusting
fast food restaurant bathroom.
Are we talking single stall?
It's just like a presumably? You know, probably like the bathroom where you put the coat in. It's probably one toilet.
Yeah.
He finished a meal, stepped in the single user restroom, and tried to leave. The door lock was jammed. He couldn't get the door open. Then he called the phone number on his receipt. This sounds like a bad time. Then the employees responded, handing him a hard plastic edge card and later a fly swatter, so I guess under the door to try to like
pop the lock.
Jimmy the lock.
But if it's a deadbolt, that's not going to work.
In the process, he cut his hand.
Oh, no.
Probably got an infection because it's a disgusting bathroom.
A locksmith eventually came. He also said he heard people laughing on the other side of the door. It's not a good day.
Oh, man. I'm just imagining him in there like, I can hear you laughing.
Yeah.
He's like really
come
mad.
Come on. I didn't do that. I don't deserve this.
Could have happened to any of you.
He employees gave him a bandage and some ointment for his cut. Manager apologized,
that
and here's the
Burger
big thing
King
here.
Ointment.
Manager offered him
it's just mayonnaise.
A verbal promise that he could always eat there for free, which you probably shouldn't have taken that seriously. But yeah, man, we understand it's a terrible situation. We want to make it up to you. So apparently this guy would go to Burger King nearly every day.
Yeah.
And it's just one stop away from his work and trust. So as far as people you want to say you can eat here for free, not somebody you want to get that
perfect.
Promise.
I live next door. Yeah. It's like, oh,
I
no.
I will never not be here.
Yeah.
So they say you can eat here for free. You know, the manager or whatever just kind of makes this promise. He then went there every day for the next 13 days, except for December 24th, December 25th.
And then nice of him to take the holiday.
He ate their breakfast and dinner there on the same day, twice. And then he went in on December 28th, and he was told district management had took the free meal pledge away. And he then has decided to sue Burger King.
Yeah.
And for $9,000, the cost of eating one $7.89 Whopper meal a week for the next 22 years. That's how they broke
that's
down
the pricing. That's reasonable. Once a week? That's reasonable.
Yeah.
Asking for $7.29 every day.
I mean they're just gonna give him that, right?
I would imagine.
I imagine
the cost of litigating this would probably be more than that. Yeah. I mean, although now it's in the paper.
It's
so
very funny to imagine, like, the people working there, like, arguing about, like, who has to break the news to him that he's, like, not allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm sorry, Dave. Hey, I know, man. We've had a long, beautiful relationship, but... Yeah.
It's not me, man. It's the big guy. It's corporate. It's corporate.
I'm not allowed.
If it were up to me, you know, obviously, everybody could... I don't care. I don't make money on this plate.
Come by any time.
Plus, you got locked in the toilet, and that sounds like it was really embarrassing for you.
Trapped in the toilet.
What's more embarrassing, getting trapped in a toilet or eating a Burger King burger every single day because you got it for free?
Well, no one knows about Everybody who is also eating a Burger King burger, you're all kind of.
Someone you know at an adult bookstore.
Yeah.
Oh, Burger King, huh? You're here again? It's like, yeah, so are you, motherfucker. Yeah. I was like, oh, no.
Eat your fucking
My wife.
I'm just imagining his car, though, is probably like full of Burger King bags, like floor to ceiling.
Like, I feel like he's eating in.
You think he's eating in?
If he's using the bathroom in there, he's comfortable.
That's true.
He's dining in.
Yeah.
He takes his food into the bathroom every time.
I'll have it to stay, please. You know, gets the tray.
Yeah. I think
that is one thing that's like fucked up about New York is like the amount of times I've eaten in a fast food restaurant since I moved here is like upsetting. Like that ratio has gone up.
Because getting it home is like a whole deal.
It's going to be cold.
I've never been somewhere where taking it home was the norm. I've always eaten in
Well, you've
the
never
restaurant.
Like had a car, right?
No, never owned a
car. Yeah. Like, if you have a car, it's in places where people own cars, it is like very weird to sit in a fast food restaurant and eat it.
You drive through, you get in, you get out. You don't even
do your business in private.
You don't even get
in. But especially fast food, your fries are going to be all fucked.
Eat the fries on the way home.
We've had this discussion also on the podcast before, and I was shamed for saying I eat it while driving. And everyone was like, that's insane.
Is that this podcast?
Yes. Yeah. And now it makes sense to me because you're like, you've never had a car.
I feel like...
Yeah, you guys were like, that's unsafe. Why are you eating a burger while you drive?
Fries are one thing. Burger is pushing it. That's my take on this.
I know.
I'm pretty sure that's consistent with my previous position.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I know I've said I don't remember most of this podcast any of the time, but I feel like this is different.
It happened on you. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember. Because we had this whole thing about like sitting in the parking lot and eating.
Right.
And I had multiple people who listen to this that I know were just like, yeah, thanks for making fun of people who do that. I definitely do that.
And, that's what happens every time.
I think about it every time I do it.
Patty thinks this is dumb. Well, they like eat a fry.
Yeah, that's like the thing about having nice people listen. You're like, who the fuck does this? And someone's like, I do.
It's fine.
My father taught me to do this.
My father and I used to sit in the trunk of our car and share Burger King.
I do kind of miss that though, like the getting home, like
excited.
But I depends. Sometimes
have you ever done the
like
get
really
food and
awful.
Get a cab home? I have done that before.
You have? I don't.
When it's like
that.
Late, I'll if I'm like a little drunk, I'll be like, yeah, I'll spend like $8 extra.
I like to race I like to race deliveries home here. You know,
that's exciting.
When I'm going across the bridge, I order it and then I see it and then.
The one time I did that, I miss them. So yeah. I've never done it before because it's playing with
it's higher risk.
Yeah.
I got
high risk, high reward.
Yeah. Well, on Friday night we had the Karma show and then we went and hung out at a bar nearby for a little bit and somehow it went from like 10:30 to like 1:30.
Yeah.
Like,
it went
like
quickly.
Very fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like all we're doing is just sitting here talking about talking shit about comics that we don't really like.
Oh, time flies.
Does. And it's like, how has it been 3 hours? And then I was like, I got a lot of shit to talk about. And it was starting to rain. So I like couldn't order. I didn't want to order food to my like to home because I didn't want to deal with like I don't want anybody to have to get rained on to bring me shitty guy pizza. So I got two slices at Two Boots, which is like not too far from the bar, and then took a cab home because I was on the east side. I didn't want to sit in Two Boots, and I was like, I want to get home. And it was thrilling to me.
it was the highlight of my year.
So getting pizza then getting a cab. We'll put a link in the comments.
A classic
check
New
it
York
out.
Experience.
It's like Home Alone. That's like Kevin McAllister. Yeah. Like as close as you can get.
And they had spicy ranch at the pizza place.
What a night! What a crazy night!
Mamma mia!
Two Boots. People.
A spicy ranch.
Two Boots. The boots are Italy and Louisiana.
Yeah.
People shit on Two Boots all the time, but their Cajun garlic bread is like fucking super fucking good.
I just liked we were talking about Two Boots earlier, and you were like, "Yeah, I used to eat the crawfish pizza and have fucked up dreams."
Yeah, I did.
Like right before you went to bed.
I don't like all the goofy stuff. I just keep it simple.
The Two Boots, but they're like signature pizza. I think usually is a Bayou Beast, which is crawfish, jalapenos,
sounds like my ex-wife.
Sausage. It's like andouille sausage, like crawfish, jalapenos and stuff. And I would get like a little personal one and eat it and go straight to sleep. And I would fucking trip out. Like I have some horrible dreams. I like eating in, not in the weird ones, like the worst example is like the Delancey Street McDonald's, which is just fucking no.
Or like that
land.
Time we were in In-N-Out.
That place is like unsafe. The West 4th. It's like there's like, that's where you get like the video from like the security cam of like somebody leaping over the counter.
Yeah, they're just like, hey, what's up? Welcome to World Star. I mean, McDonald's. What do you want? Like, It's a but other place when it's like a quiet, I kind of really enjoy sitting in like a quiet like Wendy's or something.
It's fine. There's a Wendy's by my house that I go to. It's literally right next to my gym, and I go after the gym a lot.
Because like no one's gonna talk to you.
I will go in my workout clothes just directly to Wendy's.
Just a flushing sound plays when you walk in the door.
No, that's why you guys. I've worked out 4 days a week for like 3 months, and I look exactly the same because I go to Wendy's after like every time.
You have one of those workout apps, and it just does like tracking your location, and it's like, please no. We were doing so well.
I'm like a lot
it's just
stronger.
So on the nose. It's just I at least like get home and then order bad food.
No, I go right to Wendy's.
I'm staying in the same clothes. I'm not even going to,
I go right to Wendy's. I get a spicy chicken sandwich. No fries because I'm healthy.
There you go.
And
it's fried chicken. Damn. It's not how it works.
People have protein shakes after working out all the time. And chicken's nothing but protein. And
that's like a while ago I posted a video and it was like getting my pre-workout ready. And it was like me in my kitchen. And then the camera turns around and I'm getting a corn dog out of the oven. Because I like working out. I feel better, but I don't want to change how I eat.
Please work out with a corn dog, like actively.
Honestly,
like,
no, but
put it in your mouth in between reps.
I did. So I ate a corn dog.
On the elliptical with a corn dog?
No, you're benching, you're on the bench press with a corn dog in your mouth, like sticking straight out. And then you try to rack the weight, but you miss and it lands on the corn dog stick and kills you. A corn dog stick goes through the back of your throat and you die on the bench
press.
That
will be how I die. Yeah. No, moderation is for pussies. You work out all the time and you eat garbage. But I ate a corn dog and then I went to the gym and I was like, I feel amazing. Like I was getting like personal records on everything. And somebody on Twitter was like, yeah, that actually has like a really good balance of like macros. Like it actually is like kind of a good
pre-workout.
That's
actually good for keto diet, whatever that is.
Yeah.
I want that diet where all you do is eat bacon all the time. It's like, pretty sick.
Seems good.
But yeah, they're always, that Wendy's is very nice. There's always old men playing chess in it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It's good.
That does sound nice now.
Yeah. It's very nice. Just it's a like good, it's a place post-workout. It's like
you
said,
it's a place where nobody will bother you. Like,
yeah.
Nobody's going to like come up to you at a Wendy's and like be like, can I plug my laptop in here? Just like, I'm eating my chicken fries. It's chicken. It's not in the shape when it's born or lived. They've taken it, they've extruded it, they've fried it, and it's just me and myself for the next 30 minutes, so fuck off.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to read your screenplay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You. No one's working on a screenplay in Wendy's. Yeah, I do appreciate that.
I would like
that.
To read no Twitter and eat my chicken fries.
Remember that time that we went to Shake Shack and got put in steerage? Yeah. We had to go to the basement of Shake Shack.
The fucking cargo hold of Shake Shack.
That was high stress.
Yeah. There's a kid in a little hat that shined my fries for me. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's good, sir.
People are dancing a jig in the middle of it.
I left with an indentured servant. I don't even know how. I was like, what are you doing?
I ended up drowning. But I told Kath to continue on.
Yeah, exactly.
And then she lived the rest of her, like, the next 70 years waiting for the opportunity to make a bunch of guys, like, go on an expedition and then throw the massively valuable jewels overboard at the end.
Yeah.
So, but instead of massively valuable jewels, it was a Shake Shack burger.
Yeah,
that's right.
I paid for my burger with a stolen brooch.
Then Billy Zane came and yelled at me.
From a dowager. Yeah. What's a dowager?
Old lady.
Yeah. I think it's exactly.
Like an old heiress.
Single.
Like that's what I meant. Yeah, a stolen brooch from a dowager.
I know that because of The Simpsons. Kill wealthy dowager.
It was the first thing I'd eaten, and I said, don't skimp on the sauce. You know, I got like real sopping with sauce, traded that brooch.
Fire a gun.
Do you want more sauce?
Yeah.
Do you want more sauce?
More garbage.
Give me the garbage.
Well, best of luck to the burger man.
Oh, sorry. I jumped it. I thought there was an opening.
Give me the garbage.
Yeah, best of luck to the burger man. I think he's going to win.
We think he's going to win. Hopefully we'll have an update on that
story. This man is the burger man in a non-sexual context in the ZZ Top song, which basically means he's not the guy from the ZZ Top song because they're all weird sexual context. You know, extra cheese or whatever the weird lyrics are.
I thought this one was me, but it's Eli.
Number two. It is me.
It's Eli.
Number two, as requested by Sergeant Extreme on Discord, I think mainly because he wanted to hear me explain this more than the actual fucking news story, but bad news for horny men, and not just horny men, bad news for horny gamers. Nintendo of America, or I guess
is there any
Nintendo.
Other kind of gamer, really?
Yeah, there's a...
Yeah, asexual gamers, definitely a big contingent.
Yeah, ASGs.
Sorry, sorry, everyone, don't yell at me.
I feel like gamers are either, like, paralyzingly horny or, like, life-ruiningly not horny. Like, not a lot in between.
I think
not a lot
all
of
horny.
Average sex drives.
I feel like they're usually, like, it's the same amount of horny. It's, like, the energy around it. Because it's either people who have never fucked and are, like, furious about it. Or people who, like,
I don't think there are a lot of gamers. You think a lot of gamers fuck too much?
Yeah, I think, well, I think that there's, like,
can't the stop kind get, that can't lean really hard getting it in.
So, well, they get the, they're on like these like lewd forums, you know. That's what it is. You're either
so they fuck other gamers.
You're either
too
like
much.
Don't fuck and you're mad, or you're like just like cybering 24/7.
Okay.
I think those are the two, you know. Extremes.
But do you think if you're cybering, you're mad? You're not like fucking for real, or you're like this is enough for me because I live the rest of my life on the internet.
I don't know. I feel like you're in forums and shit.
I'm know, having like, sex in the Matrix. So.
It always like. No,
hey,
like,
sex in the Matrix would feel just like sex in real life. So no real difference.
I definitely don't mean this as an insult to people that do this. And I know people who are very happy doing this, but it is very strange to me that people will like have an online relationship. Like
it's
that
just
is very
a long distance
to me.
Relationship.
But it's like a long distance relationship that you enter into before you've met the person. That
it's
is
more pure, if anything.
It's yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just like very hard for me to grasp.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. If you talk to somebody all the time, there's that. I mean, yeah. it's one thing.
I've had, like, very intimate relationships online with people I've never met, but yeah. Just dating is, like, a different thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's, like, that's what it keeps happening with Twitter. That's why there's always, like, fucking reply guys and, like, horned out people that just get infatuated with, like, female Twitter people because it's, like, yeah, this is, like, what when you deal with somebody that only is tweeting, like, jokes and stuff and you're also, like, interpreting it as much as you want. It's, like... You just—it's a very unhealthy thing to do, but that is unrelated. But, anyways, yeah,
horny gamers.
Nintendo had to officially say that Bowsette is not real, is not possible within the canon of the Mario universe.
Hey, what's Bowsette?
Bowsette. So what happened? What had happened was in the Switch re-release of Super Mario Brothers U, which was original on the Wii U, they added a. Item called the Super Crown, and what it is that it's like Toadette, who's basically female Toad.
Mm-hmm.
If she puts on the Super Crown, she becomes Peachette, and it's just like it's like her as like a human sort of like she's like turns into like sort of a Peach like pretty princess or whatever.
But it's not Peach; it's like a Toadette Peach hybrid.
Yeah, it turns the
is it like a palette swap with Peach though? She has like Peach's face and stuff.
No, like certain things are different, but basically, like you can imagine that the Super Crown, whoever puts it on, it would turn them into like a Peach with the vibe, like the flavor of that person.
Okay.
So then someone made just like a joke comic strip where Bowser puts on the Super Crown and then becomes like goth, like basically like. Big titty goth girlfriend Peach, because he's Bowser and like Bowser wears like leather bands with spikes
yeah,
and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
So it's
okay,
like,
I'm looking at Peachette and I'm understanding.
Yeah,
so
but if
I'm
you search
do...
Bowsette and turn safe search off,
I have seen Bowsette.
Yeah.
Memes.
So basically, it just like
okay, yeah, Bowsette's like a hot,
yeah,
goth, vaguely monstery lady.
Basically, one person has like sort of just like in a joke and like a fun, wholesome comic strip was like, hey, I bet if Bowser put on the Super Crown. You'd end up with like a hot goth Peach.
Yeah, who's
and
like ripped.
And like the internet got like so horny it almost died. It fucking people came together like there was a GoFundMe. It was like a Make-A-Wish level. Like remember when that like whole city made a kid Bat Kid for a day? Imagine if that amount of people and
all
that amount
gamers.
Of effort came together to just like make horny photos of goth Peach. And so it like took over. There's a lot of
it's a movement.
Lewd shit happening. And everybody was like all about it for a while. And then, I mean, partly because of that, it reminds me of like, remember the Esurance ads with that pink haired woman?
Yes.
And they stopped running them because there was
people
so much pornography
about
of her. And it was like that. But basically Nintendo was just like, yeah, it's like. I mean, they said in, like, their nice Nintendo way, but it was pretty much them being like, yeah, no, Bowser can't wear the crown. It doesn't work. He can't wear it. So only Toad can wear it. Only Toadette can wear it.
More. There's, like, that fake Miyamoto account on Twitter, and it's like, keep seeing pictures of Mario and Luigi kissing. Do not do that.
Yeah.
Wait, that's not real? I wanted that to be real.
Yeah, but then
do not do that.
Also, in their official thing, they were like, Bowser cannot wear the crown. Only Toadette can wear the super crown. And then also just weirdly apologize to Luigi. He's like, neither Luigi neither. Sorry, buddy. Just to like almost be like, who wants to see like hot Luigi?
Yeah.
Man, they really just like openly dump oxymoron. On Luigi.
Yeah. What?
Like, sorry, bitch, you're out of here. It's like, ah, all right. Well,
Luigi's, yeah, but he's, you know, he's got that donk. He's got that that dangler. You didn't see that Mario Tennis photo?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Calculate all that?
It's got that hog.
Yeah, green Mario. But,
upsetting.
RIP, rip Bowsette. Rip.
That's sad.
I mean, it's not like, it's also, lives it on. Doesn't matter really, because it's like, no one that was making hentai of it that's like, well, if it's not canon, I won't bother.
I must refrain.
I won't use my time on it. But, yeah, it's also, like, kind of weird because to me, personally, like, turning Toadette into a hot woman is much creepier
it's
than
weirder.
Turning Bowser into one.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because it's like, I guess Toad's not a kid, but it's like, it's like a small childish mushroom man. Like,
yeah.
Don't make it a woman at all.
Right. A monster, a like big, tough, imposing monster becoming a woman is like a lot more interesting and subversive and less creepy.
Bowser by himself, just regular Bowser, has a lot more sexual energy than Toad does.
I agree with that.
Like, you could like, nobody.
Bowser's got a vibe.
Yeah, Bowser has some vibes, you know? Toad is just like living his life. He lives in like a little house or whatever.
He's
just,
an asexual
like,
gamer.
Scoots around. Yeah, Toad is asexual. That should be.
Bowser fucks.
Yeah.
Toad does not fuck.
Does Bowser, who's Bowser? Bowser's always trying to kidnap Peach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean he never gets away with fucking.
I know, but he like wants to fuck.
Okay.
I mean, that's the thing you don't ever want to get into, which is like, hey, this guy seems to have an infatuation with a woman and he keeps kidnapping her and he has her in his possession for a long time before Mario gets there. You just don't think about what happened.
No, Peach is fine.
In canon Mario World, Bowser does not believe in premarital sex.
Yeah,
and
like,
so as
like,
long as you stop the wedding, it's fine.
Right. Like at least
you stop the wedding.
At least in Popeye, like Bluto never gets like olive oil out of Popeye's sight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Mario's,
there's not like a whole like mission being done. When,
right. You don't have to think about the time when you are not with Popeye,
yeah, but
Pluto
look,
and olive oil.
The thing is like, all right, Peach is getting kidnapped like all the time. All right. But you can't, you know, if she gives up her life to you know, live so that in safety, it's like, does Bowser win? You know, it's like the terrorist winning.
Mm, that's
it's like,
true.
She's like, oh, if she spends her life in fear, then truly he's the one who's won.
Even if he doesn't,
you know,
get
what
her,
do you want her to live in a cage? It doesn't help that Toad is like her protector, which is like, if you're gonna find someone to protect, you'd be like, are you more than 2 feet tall? My biggest enemy
there are
is
a lot of us.
My
though.
Biggest enemy is an 8 foot tall dragon turtle that spits fire. I am looking for a small mushroom that will keep me safe. Maybe a plumber.
Plumbers are second option, though. Like, not even. You're like, first choice, Toad.
Yeah.
Like then he might.
Yeah, like the Kingsguard are all just little mushroom guys who scream in high-pitched voices.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are all the Toads.
I'm sad about Bowsette, though.
You can.
It's a bummer.
Look, there's plenty of content.
Yeah, if there's any company that won't go along with, like, fan, like.
That's what's, like, people are insane about shit they're fans of now. Like,
yeah.
Do you guys remember all the Sherlock stuff? That was the fucking best.
Oh,
so,
like the Tumblr Sherlock fandom?
Yeah, so there was like a huge contingent of the BBC Sherlock fandom who were like, Watson and Sherlock are gay. That is, the show is all leading up to them being gay. And there's like secret, because Sherlock is all about solving puzzles. So the show is actually a secret puzzle and all the clues lead to Watson and Sherlock being gay.
That seems healthy.
Yeah, no, it's super normal and like very well adjusted. And also like it got to the point where they were like harassing the creators of the show.
Right.
And that's like a big reason they don't make Sherlock anymore. It's because they were like, we are really tired of you
very
guys.
Very cool.
Yeah. And like literally, like the wives of the actors playing Watson and Sherlock were being like harassed. Like,
yeah,
people are fucking insane.
Yeah, but Nintendo kind of rules because like they clearly just make like fun stuff that they think is cool.
Yeah,
and then people fucking
go insane about it,
and then they do respond, but they also don't like
Nintendo's like, look,
care.
Nobody,
they give them no quarter,
nobody
yeah.
has the Mushroom Kingdom. Nobody has genitals. Okay, there's no like nothing. You know,
do you guys remember?
Yeah, like they're like people forever were like, what is Mario's last name? And they finally like, his name is Mario Mario. And they're like, what? And you're like, yeah, its name's Mario Mario. Like, what's Luigi's name? Luigi Mario. That's it. Those are
that's why they're the Mario Brothers.
Canonical names are Mario Mario yeah. and Luigi Mario.
I forget what I was going to say. Fuck. I was going to ask you if you remembered something, and now I can't remember what it was. Oh, Do you remember Johnny is good, friend of the show, very nice, funny man, had a thread that was the signs as pregnant Luigi's?
Prominent Chiver. Johnny is good.
Chiver. Yeah, the signs as pregnant Luigi's made me laugh.
Yeah.
I had a really good one.
Yeah, they're all fun. I mean, it's very funny because, like, Nintendo just made, like, fun games that are like, we think everyone's going to have a good time with this. And then, like, you
people
know, 25 years later, 400 people tweeted them every day being like, is Yoshi a horse? Answer me. It's like, okay.
Yoshi is a horse. That's Leon on Twitter. Yoshi's a horse.
All capital letters, is Yoshi a horse? Please respond.
Yeah, please respond. I showed you my, please, sweetie, is Yoshi a horse? Please, sweetie. Yeah.
Please respond. The Nintendo account won't respond to any of my DMs.
Yeah. Nintendo, please check your DMs.
I just want to have a rational debate about this.
At Nintendo, please follow me so I can DM you.
I have questions. Yoshi
horse? ?
Please follow me so I can get mad at you. So I can yell at you. Massive corporation.
Nintendo just blocking people all day. Hey, today Nintendo of America's Twitter account was locked after people wouldn't stop asking how big Luigi's balls were.
That they should just post like Yoshi is a horse and then just not post again for like a week and watch everyone go completely insane.
Yeah. Also, I'm not totally 100% sure on this. And I'll get on.
Yoshi's fuzzy, by the way. Did you know that?
Yeah, it's awful.
Fuzzy? Yeah.
There's a couple
in the new Smash Brothers. Like, I must have missed this, but like.
I thought he was like reptilian.
So did I.
He's like, they did that thing. It's the same thing as like when like old cartoons get like new kind of like CGI updates and all of a sudden they're like, you know what you loved? It's like fucking Luke Moniz's thing about the Polar, or not really about the Polar Express, but it's like any cartoon character.
Yeah,
it's like,
more texture, please.
Yeah, I'd be like, you know what was the most fun thing about Garfield? His matted fur. Like, right. Just like they really go for it.
Yeah, but, no, more stylized is better.
Yeah, and also I think, I'm not 100% sure on this one, but I'm pretty sure at the same time, Link from Zelda, people are like, what's Link's last name? They're like, Link, please, go away.
Fuck off.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Go outside,
this
please.
He's a hero of legends. Yeah. It's not a world in which they have last names.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
So this is a wonderful seasonal story to start off the new year. Our first number one of 2019.
First piss of 2019.
What?
First number one.
I get it. The first piss. This story comes to us from Philadelphia, from the Mummers Parade, which if you don't live near Philadelphia, you may not know what that is. It's a New Year's Day celebration in Philadelphia where everybody gets hammered on the street and it's allowed. And people...
Unlike every other day in Philadelphia.
Oh, it's allowed.
Allowed.
It's allowed. And like, as far as I know, it's like a lot of... sort of like Mardi Gras in New Orleans, where there are all these like different crews that put on like floats and stuff.
Yeah.
And also like Mardi Gras, some of them are inexplicably in blackface,
yep.
From what I know.
Yeah, sure.
It's a cool tradition, it sounds like. But yeah, it's supposed to be really fun because you just
cool
get...
tradition, Ahmed.
Bring it to the White House.
Bring it to the White House.
So apparently it's very fun because you just start drinking at like 9 in the morning and, you know, act a fool.
Yeah.
So
those aren't. Oh no, I'm thinking of Shriners. Those things, little people with fezes and tiny cars.
They're probably Shriners in the Mummers Parade.
They're gonna be there.
They're gonna be around.
Those guys love parades.
They do.
Beep beep. That's their big move.
Yeah, it's their favorite thing. But yeah, so this guy during the Mummers Parade, there's a statue in Philadelphia. There's a monument to George Washington in the Eakins Oval. If you're from Philadelphia, you probably know where that is. I looked up. Pictures of it. It's a pretty substantial statue in the middle of like a big traffic circle.
It's in a Wawa Plaza.
It's pretty substantial. They made George Washington really fat in it.
So it's like George Washington on a horse
on
the
top. George Washington is high key thick.
He is very thick, very muscular. Around the big main statue are a bunch of little statues of like other shit. So this guy decides to climb the Washington Monument, presumably to get pictures, this article says, but then there's another like note later on that's like, editor's note, though we said that the guy was taking pictures, it is unclear what he was taking pictures of. So
this guy
he might have just climbed it. Then he slipped and fell from the top sculpture down onto a lower sculpture, unfortunately, of a deer, and he was impaled on the deer's antlers, and he is alive, so we can talk about it.
What's his quality of life?
He's fine. He's fine.
What part of his body did he go through?
Just like his side. I don't know about like impaled.
The torso, nothing important in there.
I mean,
right in the breadbasket.
Missed all the good stuff.
He's doing all right. He just did go to the hospital.
He's making it weirdly sexual. Missed the good stuff. Get out of here.
I just got a little bile leak. Nothing serious.
My bile ducts.
He was treated for a quote laceration. That's it. So he's fine.
I doubt he was impaled then.
It says impaled.
Yeah.
I don't know.
One little speech.
But I just. It's a good way to start the year off.
Yeah.
Like, that guy's going to have a good
statue
to
statue.
Yeah.
That's one of those where it's like you miss work and it's like, sorry, I was in the hospital. I was drunk at the mummer's parade and I got impaled on a statue. It's like, nice.
Yeah.
High five.
Yeah. We heard about it.
Oh, we know, man.
Pretty just get to call at the hospital. So, you coming in tomorrow or saw that you got impaled on a deer statue?
I feel like Philadelphia is like the New Orleans of the East Coast. In terms of being just like a messy party city.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Too many Philadelphia listeners for me to...
Do you not like Philadelphia?
Do any of my jokes. No, I like Philadelphia fine. I was just going to make a mean joke.
Please do.
It's the New Orleans of the East, like without any of the fun history.
Right, yeah. Well, no, it has American history. Yeah, yeah.
It's a very historical city, but
it's
like...
You ever seen National Treasure?
But I know what you mean.
But New Orleans is like, we have jazz, and Philadelphia is like...
The Eagles.
Yeah.
Like, no, I know what you mean. You think of New Orleans, you think of like gumbo, like shrimp and grits, and you go to Philly, and it's like here's our cop themed cheesesteak place.
Yeah, yeah. No, like, it's like well, like Mardi Gras. Yeah, Mardi Gras. It's like oh, you drink a lot. It's like you're drinking everything. You're drinking hurricanes and Abita. Yeah, Abita in Philadelphia.
Sazerac.
You're drinking Limerita.
You're drinking Wawa iced tea out of one of those big jugs.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh.
That's what I like about it.
Love
though.
To it's pour, a very pour yeah. some fucking like.
Let's be very clear.
Into a big gulp.
Wawa kicks ass. It's very clear about that.
I'm just thinking in terms of fun places to drink. It is definitely one. Yeah. But it lacks major, basically any other attractions.
Yeah.
Like in New Orleans, it's like, oh, they're so hospitable and like, you know, like great food and catering and all this stuff. And in Philadelphia, it's like, we're going to whip a battery at you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's like, Philadelphians get mad. Like, it's like, oh, I guess someone's never heard of the Garbage Man's Museum. Okay.
They do have the...
We got a lot of history here, right?
Look at all this history. This dog right here, 25 years old.
Also, every dog in Philadelphia is named Rocky. Yeah. Just FYI.
Look at this dog. Yeah. 25 years
Their
old.
Their most famous museum is that medical oddities one with like the 25-foot colon in it.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Hell yeah.
That's the most famous museum in Philadelphia.
Yeah. We're going to get yelled at.
I love it
We should do a show in
this
was all,
We absolutely should.
This was
should.
All good-natured, Philly. Please don't attack us.
A town where there's a holiday where someone fell off a statue onto another statue and everybody's like a hero. Yeah. Like that's a good city.
A hero rises. Well, falls, but eventually rises slowly to be taken off the antler. I guess we don't have to say best luck to him because he appears to be
doing great.
In fact, he was quite lucky already.
Yeah, he's already got the luck.
Gritty visited him in the hospital probably.
That's a pretty good bit. Pretty good.
Make-A-Wish is Gritty.
I have a friend that lives in Philadelphia who was like at a wedding a few weeks ago and was just like, Gritty's here. Like, I don't know. I guess these people are rich and they just like paid for Gritty to come.
Gritty's just like the Bill Murray of Philadelphia. Just running around like, I was just at this bar and like Gritty was bartending for like 45 minutes at like 2 a.m.
Gritty just shows up.
It seemed like it was pretty fucked up. It was pretty great.
There's going to be like within a year, there's like a huge legal battle between like the city and like the guy who is Gritty about like who has ownership of the costume or he's like,
I should be able to keep it. We told you to leave the suit at home. Okay. You don't get to. Yeah.
No one cared who I was until I put on the mask.
Yeah, they have to get him to take off the suit in the courtroom because it's like making the jury biased.
gets jury duty. Like, go to a case and he's sitting in the box, just like, I don't know.
I don't know. I think that's like I like the idea too that if Gritty is like doing Bill Murray stuff, it's also because he has just unchecked alcoholism that everyone thinks is charming.
Yeah,
which is like 100% what it is for Bill Murray.
Gritty's blood is alcohol, and he has to drink blood to get his alcohol. He's got content
like the
down.
Well, he's also got like the body, like the because like the alcohol like resilience, but like you don't get hurt because you're like you're so relaxed.
Yeah.
So like his body is of the type where he could just fall down and not be hurt because he just literally is padded everywhere. Right. So
every muscle
tracks
in his body is relaxed all the time.
I was in Philly the week, like the day that Gritty debuted in the world.
People hated him the first day, though.
I guess maybe it was the second day, because the tide had started to turn.
Yeah.
And I was talking about how he's like a perfect...
Gandalf showed up on the white horse.
Yeah.
Right when everyone was about to attack Gritty.
I was talking about how he's a perfect Philadelphia mascot, because he's like really fun, but also really menacing. Like, I feel like Gritty's vibe is like being offered Coke multiple times when you've already said no. Like, that's what Gritty is. Yeah. Like, it's like, nah, thanks, I'm good. It's like, you sure? It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you positive?
Gritty's vibe is like when...
Which is Philadelphia's vibe.
Gritty's vibe is like when a friend from college is like, hey, I'm going to be in town, but you know that like... you cannot drink like you used to at that friend. So you're like, this is going to be, can't wait. And then you're like, part of you sort of like, I don't know if I can do this. Like, I can't. Yeah. No, but Gritty, I mean, Gritty's just good because it's like, he's just make weird shit. And then like, have him fall down the first time he like comes out on the ice. Too many places like mascots. Nobody wants like an angular, like foam
sleek
eagle.
No one wants a sleek mascot.
The fucking, meet the torpedo. It's just like, this is like exhausting. There's so many bad mascots, honestly.
Like, the Yankees used to have one that was pretty good. It was like just like a, I forget what his name was, but he was just like one of those, like, there was that era where you just like with the Fanatic or like Yuppie, who was the Expos, just like a fuzzy guy. There was no like attempt to be
that's
anything.
That's what Red Sox have.
The monster.
The green monster.
But it's like, he was just like this, like, I don't know what this.
Are you looking up Purdue Pete?
The Steelers guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Steelers guy's gross.
He's bad. Purdue Pete from Purdue is a even creepier version of this.
There's also one that's like the big Vikings head. Have you seen that?
Just the head?
Maybe. Yeah.
That's not
truly
good.
Awful.
I don't like that.
It's really bad.
Pull up the Yankees mascot. I forget what it's called. Like, just type in like Yankees old mascot.
This is, again, great
it's
audio.
Fine. You guys can look this up too. He's like, he's that guy with the mustache. Check that guy out.
Oh, that's cool. Him. I like him.
Yeah.
But that was like when the Yankees were weird. Like, they were a little bit weird. His name was Dandy. And then they decided it was too serious for that.
Also,
kind of thing,
to have a mascot with facial hair on a team where you're not allowed to have facial hair.
Well, you can have a mustache, though, so that would have been allowed.
You can look like a...
You
if you're
like
going to have
prospector.
Facial hair, you
that's
need
right.
to look like you own people.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's the rule.
But hey, that's I think that really covers it. We just went through that last Google image search for you guys just to really put the button on this.
Google image search. It's free. Give
check
it a shot.
Google,
yeah.
Google image. Google image.
It's really
we'll put
good.
It, we'll put a link
nobody
in the comments.
Nobody can stop you.
Check it out. Nobody can stop you.
The more images you search, the more it costs them. Bleed them dry.
Get
you
them.
Can't afford not to.
Yeah.
You're losing money by not doing it right now.
Yeah.
Hey,
that's what I'm saying to you.
Come to our live show.
Yeah.
January 29th.
January 28th.
28th.
Monday, 8 p.m., 8 January PM. 28th, Stand Up New York. More information to come. Hey, if you like what's going on here, hey, great news resolution would be to give us money. No.
Give
no,
us
you're right.
Money.
Yeah, check out the Patreon. sorry, I have more.
Give it to me.
Patreon.com/whatatimepod. We got bonus episodes. We got a whole bunch in the archives for you to check out.
Give us the money so we can buy the garbage.
We're about to record a pretty fun one. We got to buy our garbage. Where are we going to get the garbage?
We need money for garbage. Please help.
Other than that, do you want to say anything about, I don't know, we're
come
on social
Karma.
Media and stuff. Come to Karma on Friday. It's always fun. I'm patting me on the stuff. I don't have anything else. That's it for me.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv, Chili's Restaurants.
I have two other podcasts, one about professional wrestling called WrestleSplania, and one about liars, frauds, thieves, and bullshitters called Lie, Cheat, and Steal. So check those out. I'm Kath Barbadoro on everything. I have some shows coming up at the end of the month, obviously our live taping, and then we're doing a paid protest, I believe January 25th at Mayday Space. Check out the Twitter paid protest for info on that if you are in New York. And I think that's everything.
Yeah, I just thought of one for me. Sorry.
Hey.
I do have a show this week. Tuesday, January 8th, tomorrow, at Coney Island Baby. It's in the East Village of Manhattan, like 11th and A, I want to say. It's where Hi-Fi used to be. my pal Brett Arnold puts on a really good show hosted by two former guests, Tommy McNamara and Luke Moniz.
Ooh, what a pairing.
It's a great lineup, and it'll be some good goofs tomorrow. So it's Tuesday at 7. It's called Boardwalk Comedy, Coney Island Baby in New York. That's it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hey, see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Shelby, go ahead and pull up that buzzer.